o te rai tātou mā i nāianei, ka whakataungia e a hau tō tātou kai kōrero, ko Ian Peters no Ngāti Wai. Ian, tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, kia ora.
Ian, te rōpū wahine Māori toko i te ora. It's beginnings. Very much something that the North connects with. Whina kupa, your memories.
They've had a marvellous past history. And Whina and Mira Zazi and all those ladies have played a tremendous part in the development of women matters, really. And when I say women matters, I mean the affairs of married families and women in particular were very much part of the Women's Welfare League. And I just cannot extol them high enough for what they've done in the past. Where they go now, though, I think is a question that needs to be answered. Because I think they'll probably need to do some further development to meet the modern age requirements of the work they wish to do. I'm not sure what they are, to be honest, but I have this feeling that they need to just move on, and to maintain that impetus that they had in the past.
If we look back 40 years ago, Whina Kupa led one of the most significant events in Māori, modern Māori history, and that was the hīkoi, from Te Rerenga Wairua all the way to the Parliament in Wellington. 40 years have passed. What are some of the issues, Māori issues, that you think remain the same?
Well, I mean, first of all, in respect of Whina, she was able to get the ear of the politicians. You know, even old cranky Muldoon, she had his ear. And so when she went to Muldoon and spoke, they reacted to her in a positive way. And so that's what the Women's Welfare League today needs to make sure they maintain, that political arena, awareness and an uffy with them, so that when they make requests, they don't get turned down. Yeah. Now, what was your question again?
So what do you think are the issues that Whina was fighting for that are still the same today that we need to pick up in terms of whānau, hapū and iwi?
Well, obviously, I mean, Whina was a primary a land issue, but back on that was Māori health, education, and all those issues which are still relevant today. Unfortunately, we can't resolve issues on a generation basis, because each generation has its own issues. And the war's been to do with education, Māori health, and I guess Māori independence, because there is a movement around today where Māori want to decide their own futures and not have other people tell them what it is.
In closing, how would you describe the hui, the preparations for the hui? You've been involved with those as a member of the Te Puni Kōkiri staff.
Yes. Well, I think our staff have done a marvellous job. I know Cheryl and Karen and Lizzie have worked so long and so many hours, like late into the night. And people don't understand, if they haven't done this organisation, what is really involved. It's a massive task. And when you see all these people here today, and what has actually happened, even the organisation of this tent here, you've got to give praise to those who have done the work. They've had the support, though, of Mere Mangu, and so they've worked together as a great team, and we've seen them in the office day after day. They even annoyed us because they're always in our space, but you know, it's been a great contribution from everybody, and the end result is what you're seeing now at this conference.
How would you describe yesterday the pūkōrero speech competition? Ngā wahine o te tokoora, te rōpū wahine Māori o tokoora nei ngā mahi a te iwi Māori, have played a huge role in reviving Māori oratory. How would you describe the impact that they've had on the revival of that art form?
Well, I first of all, I wasn't here for that because I had to go away to try and resolve some problems with a young Māori couple who had gone into business. But having said that, the girls at work last night were telling me what a magnificent oratory it was. And Māori people are born with oratory. And we've kind of lost it in some ways, but the youth have not. They've gained it back again with the use of Te Reo and all that. And so as a non-Te Reo speaker, I mean, I can speak in public arena, but I admire those who can speak Māori, yeah, and the way they do. And it's so encouraging because it's not only doing that, it gives them a sense of belonging and leadership. Because when you can speak like that on a public platform, you are a leader. And so the language has become a leadership thing also. I think it's great.
Tēnā koe e te whanaunga. I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you for having a kōrero.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
O tira e tātou mā koe rā te reo kōrero a Ian Peters. No Ngāti Wai, ka hoki anō ki a koutou ko Peter Lucas tēnei marunga i te kaha o te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
This program was made with funding from New Zealand On Air.